SBS کوردی روجنینی ششه وار روجن یک شمه دو دنیورو یان گهلدانا بریا اینترنت دما دخوازی
Kurdish artist and photographer. Here with us on SBS Radio today, Ras Khaydan. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Rosa. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to actually connect with you after being connected for so many years online.
That's right. Ras, if you could firstly just tell us a little bit about your background in art and how did it all start for you?
In 2013, I went public with the photography that I had taken as a child, as a teenager, as a young adult. I had ventured out into Kurdistan every summer holiday I had as a teenager. Our parents were quite consistent with holidaying in Kurdistan over anywhere else. I'm sure many Kurds overseas can relate to that. And it all started with me basically picking up a camera. And with the images, I connected creative writing to it, and I slowly delved into poetry. I published my poetry at around 2016, possibly. And then from 2018, I've delved into graphic / sketching / visual art. But all my work, my photography, my creative writing, my drawings, they all are connected to that similar theme of female empowerment, Kurdish females, and similar other themes.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you about that. I mean, your photography are mostly of Kurdish landscape, and then your recent work as well, and your poetry, I would say, mostly are about kind of introducing that Kurdish culture and tradition in a very unique way. Where did this come for you?
For me, I've never wanted to put myself in a box. When I've been asked, what do you want to be? What do you want to do? I just know I like being creative. But what I've always known is that I want to be looked upon as a strong Kurdish woman in the creative field. So that sense of identity as a Kurd has always been with me from a young age. And that sense of identity is something that has driven me to be very proud. And I've always wanted to have that essence and that outlook reflected in my work. So themes of identity, strength, feminism, the Kurdish culture, the resistance, these are themes that resonate so well with who I am and with my own Kurdish identity.
You've been kind of based in Kurdistan and in Hawler or Erbil for a while now. How does that fit within your work and what are the opportunities there for you as an artist?
There aren't many opportunities as a female creative in Kurdistan as a whole. If I'm completely honest, I am based currently in Hawler. My roots are more towards the Sulaymani side, but I'm based in Hawler, my husband, Hawleri, so we've come together in that essence. But when it comes to the Kurdish creative scene, as a woman, we are quite limited. The opportunities are not there for female creatives as much as there is for the male creatives in the region. That is the honest reality of the current state of the society here. What I will say is that there is a huge surge of female creatives in the last few years. And what we do try and do here is we try to connect and create projects that involve one another.
Sure. And for that opportunity to expand for female creators and artists, who do you think is responsible for that? Is it officials or government? Is it the people themselves? Is it the culture?
I think ultimately it begins at home, because what we need to, for me personally, I think it's the mindset that becoming a creative artist is not something that is encouraged at home. I was lucky enough to grow up with parents who just encouraged me to be happy in whatever field I ended up in. But it's that stigma of if you are a creative, there is no future in that aspect. So we have a lot of young girls whose dreams and aspirations are shut down from the start because they're told at home, you can't be creative. There's nothing in it for you. We'd rather you go off and be an architect, an engineer. Like, goodness gracious, if I hear of another engineer in the region, there is, in the last few years, there has been, and social media has played a huge role in encouraging all these girls and local women to come out and say, you know what, I am a creative, I am a graphics designer, I am a singer, I'm a dancer, I'm a tattoo artist. In the recent times, there has been a slight shift, and I can only hope that shift gets bigger with time.
So your name on online, basically, or on social media, we can say that you call yourself the Darling Beast. I mean, there's a delicacy in that, as well as, you know, a powerful and kind of strong character there, the Beast. And how did you pick that one? Was it just random and just appealed to you, or is there a deeper meaning behind it?
The Darling Beast came to me because as a child, I had thick hair, thick eyebrows, and called a beast quite a bit. And it's something that I think a lot of girls, Kurdish girls growing up, resonate with. We were all called something for our thick hair and eyebrows growing up. But I loved, as a young adult, I loved that idea of creating something beautiful for something that had such a negative impact when I was younger. So I am the Darling Beast. I do have a bite to my words. My bark is loud. But at the same time, I am that mixture of feminine masculinity.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to work, for many years I worked under the Darling Beast only. It's only in the last 2 years I've added my real name to my work because ultimately, Rosa, I didn't feel there was much need for my name or my face to be associated with my creative work. I just wanted the work to speak for itself.
Sure.
But ever since I had work published, publishers were like, okay, we need a name, an actual name for copyright.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, fair enough. But yeah, the Darling Beast. And I love that, you know, I came out with an unusual name, but for a Kurdish cause. It was quite unusual at the beginning.
Definitely.
And I love the effect that it had on people. It had a lasting effect.
Yeah, for sure. And now your work will be exhibited here in Australia, in Melbourne. How did this collaboration happen with a exhibition by the name of Jeanne Fringe?
I'm so excited about this. It's my first time being involved in a creative project in Australia, or anywhere near that part of the world. Yes, I'm super excited. It was a power of social media again.
Yeah.
I was reached out to by Layla Lois. I believe she's of Kurdish and Celtic origin. She is an amazing dancer, another fellow creative. She reached out and she was like, look, I love your work. I love the representation, the theme of feminism and the focus on the female body. Please, can you be involved in this project? And I was like, where can I sign up? I am obsessed with this exhibition. It is, again, it's called Jian. It's an immersive exhibition as well. So I'm super jealous. I can't actually be there myself.
Oh, that's a shame.
I can only imagine. I know. It's an immersive exhibition, and it's just based on the connection between the woman to nature. And it's from the 20th of September all the way to the 22nd of September as part of the Melbourne Fringe. And I think it will be at Siteworks in Brunswick. So it's a two-day exhibition at Siteworks in Brunswick.
That's great. So do you have any other plans for your work on an international level as well as locally where you are based at the moment in Hauler?
Actually, I am working on this awesome, awesome project called Rebirth, and I am in collaboration with an awesome creative. Her name is Khadija Abdulnabi. She is part Tunisian, part Iraqi, graphic designer slash brand strategist. And what we are doing is we are going to create a visually led project exhibition with the purpose to reclaim the social identities of women in Kurdistan, in the Kurdistan region. And we will be showcasing real women, real identities. And we're just trying with this project called Rebirth to break down that sad standard of feminism that weren't actually set by the women in this region. So we are going to have a collection of fierce, bold, unapologetic women, whether they are Kurdish, Iraqi, Assyrian, whether they are Zimbabwean but based in Kurdistan. We are going to be showcasing an array of feminism that hasn't yet been seen or exposed on a global scale.
Great to hear.
And I love that.
Best wishes. Ras Khaydan, Kurdish creative artist, photographer and poet. Thank you so much for your time and for speaking with us at SBS Kurdish.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been awesome. Thank you so much.